Chavches Shvat, Liminyonam, the 13th of February. Back in November, we started the sugya of Psikrei Shlom Nichole in Adav Shenim Miskavim, the Shitas Ha'aruch, and Tosfos, his proofs, and so forth. That was on November 23rd, Liminyonam, in 2017. Certain dimensions of that sugya we'll try to focus on today. So this shiur will be a bit of a chazara shiur to review it, but I think there'll be some new dimensions that we'll be able to add to that shiur that we gave about 3.5 months ago. We're looking here at Siman Shin Chaf. At Sif Yudches Chovish Apokko, and the Mechaber here records the Shitas Ha'oruch with regard to Psikrei Shlom Nichole Yesh Mishematir. However, he himself writes Holku Olav. He quotes the Shitas HaTosfos and even though when he squeezes some of the liquids come out of his cock and that's not nichle, nevertheless he's doing schita and it's a psikresha and it's awesome. The machlokas between Tosfos and the Aruch in psikresha delo nichle is here in the sugya at the beginning of Perek Habonim, Adaf Kuv Gimel, Tan Rabban Natolish Ulshin, etc., etc. The Gemara says that according to the Braisa, he's Chayav for Moleches Kitzira, and a different Shiurim depending upon what he needs. So, for example, if it's for Achila, then it's Grov Geres. If it's for Behema, it's Kimoli Pi Agdi. If it's for Hesek, it's Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. And then the Gemara says the following. What happened to Moleches Harisha over here? Tolesh Ulshin is a tolda of Harisha. It improves the karka. And the Gemara says that according to this Brice, you only chai for Moleches Ketzira unless you had specific kavana, unintentionally, apos to sakarka. So the Gemara says that according to Abaye, he doesn't have kavan in this price of for yipui karka. He's not interested in improving the karka. And therefore, it's a dover shein of miskaven. Vis-a-vis Moleches Ketzira, he has kavanah. But as far as Moleches Harish is concerned, he doesn't have kavanah. And therefore, he's only chayav from Moleches Ketzira, not from Moleches Harish. So the Gemara answers, how could that be so? This is not a Dover Shein Miskavin. Obviously, if he's Mizarid Zrodim or he's Tolesh Ulshin, he removes those barriers that prevent the karka from producing, then he's improving the karka, there's no question about it. And if it's definite, then even Rav Shimon is Moder, that Psikresha is like a Dover Miskavin and he's Chayat. So how can you tell me that he's part of Moleches Harish because he's not interested in Yipri Karkas? My answer is, Lo Tricha de Ka'avid Bi'ara de Chavre. That he's improving the Karkas of his friend. Rashi says, the Chavre, it's not his close friend. Rashi says, Lo Ichpas Leili Apos. He's not interested, he doesn't benefit from the Yipri Karkas. Here we have a Tosus Dira Maska Lo Tricha, and a machlokas between the Aruch and Tosfos. Tosfos Shita in the sugi is actually in the bottom Tosfos, Dira Maskel Bi'ara de Chavre. But in this Tosfos Lo Tzricha, he quotes the Aruch. And the Aruch says the following, that Psikresha Lo Nichale, that in this case, that it's Ka'avid Bi'avri de Chavre, he gets no benefit from improving the karak of his friend, and therefore it is a psikresha delo nichale. And the Aruch says then in that case, even though it's a psik resha, it becomes a dovah sheni miskaveh. Tosfos quotes another case in which the Aruch attaches, he applies the same yardstick, the same principle. He says, HaKotzeitz Baheres, this is Sugya Daf Kuf Lamid Gimel, Bishas Mila, and he has Baheres B'makom Mila, and the Torah prohibits him from cutting off the Baheres, and he has no Kavana to cut off the Baheres. So the Gemara says, but nevertheless it should be Asur, even without Kavan, and even according to Rav Shimon, because it's a psik ratio, we know that he's going to cut off the Baheres. So the Gemara establishes that they bring another Moel. It's not the father of the child, but it's some other person, and he's not interested at all in Ktsitsas Baheres. And the Gemara establishes that in such a case, it's Mutul Chatchila, you're allowed to do the Mila. And is not even an Isur Derabanan. Says the Aruch, why is that so? Because since he's not the father of the child, therefore he gets no benefit from this Ktsitsas Baheres, and it becomes a Psik Resha Delo Nichale. And therefore, Hitir, the Aruch was Matir Chavis Shepakaku Bepishton Lahasir Pkak Velimshok Veni Yayin B'Shabbos Hafel Pishi Yefshe Shol Yischot. Even though he knows that when he removes the pkak, he's going to inevitably do schita, so it's a psik resha. But kevon she'eino nena b'schita, as the yain goes le'ibud, it's no filaretz, therefore becomes a psik resha lo nichale, and it's mutter. V'eino nira, tosi esakasha, from the Gemara Daf Kuv Zayin. The Gemara says, by mafis mursa, lahotzi men alecha, if he's not interested in making a Pesach, he's only interested in Hotzas Halecha. The Gemara says, B'makom Tzara lo gozru be'rabbona, that because of Tzara, they were matir hafasas mursa. Fractosis, according to the Shitas Ha'aruch, since he has no kavana to make a pair, and therefore he has no kavana as far as Malefes Bona is concerned, the Dov Shedim is coming. Even if you'll tell me it's a psik resha that he's making a pair, it should be mutul l'chatchila, afilu shelo b'makom tzar, because of the principle of psik resha lo nichale. And all this leads Tosfos to his conclusion that a psik resha is a psik resha, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. It's a dora miskaven. Lo nichale makes it into a melacha shein etzricha l'gufa. Now let's just calculate the nafkaminas between the Aruch and Shitas HaTosfos. The first nafkamina is that according to the Aruch, a psik resha lo nichale is mutar l'chatchila, because the dovah sheni miskaveh. Whereas according to the Shitas HaTosfos, psik resha lo nichale is a melach sheni tzricha l'guf, which is potah avolasa. Which means that there's an isur derabanan, you can't do it l'chatchila, you need some sort of a matir, let's say makom tzar. The second nafkamina, this is very fundamental, is that according to the Shitas Ha'aruch, Psik Resha Lo Nichale is Matir in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not Halacha of Meleches Machshavos. Haraya, the Aruch quotes as his proof the Sugya on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel of Ktsitas Baheres. That's an Issur Lav that has nothing to do with Shabbos. There's no requirement in Ktsitas Baheres of a Meleches Machshavos. And yet, the Aruch says it's mutter because of psik resha delo nichale in the case of an acher, not the father. Not only that, the Ran brings a raya to Shitas Ha'aruch from a Gemara Psach and Daf Chof Hei, which deals with mochei ksus in the case of kelayim, that the Brisa there states that if he's eno miskaven b'mosachamet ne'achamet b'mosakshom ne'akshomim, it's mutter. And that's a case of the Issur Kelayim. Levishas Kelayim has nothing to do with Shabbos. And yet, the Aruch says that since he is not interested in Hanas Levisha, it becomes a Psik Resha Delo Nichale, and therefore it's Mutter. But Tosfos, on the other hand, is of the opinion that Psik Resha Delo Nichale is a Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That makes it a Ptur of Meleches Machshavos, or in Eduvya de Mishkan. whatever it is, it's a p'tur that's only limited to Shabbos. It would not apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Thirdly, we could say another nafkamina is, obviously, that the p'tur of the Aruch, of P'sik Reish Lo Nichole, as the Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, might be applicable even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Malach HaShem Yisrichel Agufa Chayef. According to Shitas HaTosis, that P'sik Reish Lo Nichole is a Dovah Miskaven, just a p'tur of Malach HaShem Yisrichel Agufa, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't exist. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechai from Malach HaShem Yisrichel Agufa. The Rambam Perek Alpha Loch has paskins like review the Malach Shem Tzuchel Guf is Chayim. But according to the Shita Sa'aruch, that Psik Reish Lo Nichle is a Dover Shein of Iskavin, here we have Shita Sa'atosvis in a number of places in Shas. Tosvis says that even though Rabbi Yehud in general holds that Dover Shein of Iskavin is Asur, but in Shabbos, because of Lechus Machsheves, even Rabbi Yehud admits that there is a p'tur midoraisa on the case of a Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. So if according to the Shitas Ha'aruch, P'sik Reisha Dlo Nichole is a p'tur of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven, then according to Rav Shimon, who holds that Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, then P'sik Reisha Dlo Nichole is mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, P'sik Reisha Dlo Nichole would be potar alasa. According to Shitas HaTosfos, P'sik Reish Lo Nichle is only a Malach Shem Tzuchel Gufa, and that would be Chayv. So those are some of the nafkaminas between the Aruch and the Shitas HaTosfos regarding P'sik Reish Lo Nichle. Now, as far as Kol HaTorah Kula is concerned, we said that it's quite clear from both Tosfos in the name of the Aruch and the Ran in bringing a riot to the Aruch, that the Aruch Shita of P'sik Reish Lo Nichle is not limited to Shabbos, it's not a P'tur Melechus Machsheves, it's a universal Halach and Kol Yisurei Torah of Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. And therefore we saw it by Ketzitzas Baheres, we saw it by Mokrei Ksus in terms of the Yisrael Levishas Kelayev. Just mentioning another few sugyas, the Mishnah in Masechta Nazir on Daf Mem Beis, which I quoted here in number 4 on the Maariv Komus page, says that a Nazir is Chofef Saro, even though he's going to rip out the hairs and violate the Isur Lav of Tiglachas Nazir, because he's an Eidim Miskaven. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, even if it's a Dorash Eidim Miskaven, it's a P'sik Reisha, if he does it in a certain way, he knows he's going to rip out the hairs. So the Gemara answers, Lo Nichle, he doesn't want... Nobody wants to lose their hairs, right? So here we can apply the principle of the Aruch of P'sik Reish Lo Nichle B'chol HaTorah Kula. Namely, that even with regard to the Isur Nazir, which has nothing to do with Melechus Machsheves, we still hold that you're allowed to do this because it is a Dovah Sheinu Miskaven.
What's the pshat? By Dovah Sheinu Miskaven in P'sik Reish Lo Nichle, the pshat is that, I mean, he still doesn't have kavanah, he still doesn't want to do it. The pshat is like...
So that, give me 5 minutes, because yeah, that's going to be Rebbe Elchanan, Rebbe Shimon Shkop, which is the essence of the Shia today. But just let me mention one more sugya. In Masechta Zvachim, which Tosfos refers to here, on Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara talks about a person who was misnadev laviyayin linesochim, and there's a mitzvah of nisuch hayayin in this case. So the Gemara asks the question, but when he pours the yayin on the esh, he's going to inadvertently and inevitably he's going to put out the fire, and that's an isur lav of lo sechava. So the Gemara says that he's not interested in putting out the esh, he's just trying to be mekayim his chiyuv of midava. So Rashi asks the obvious question, okay, so he's not miskaving, but in any event, he knows that it's a P'sik Reisha. There's no way that you can be mezalef yayin al gabi mizbech without kibui. So Rashi says efshar betipin dakos, that maybe he'll be able to drip it, you know, in very small quantities in such a way that he doesn't put out the fire. The Gemara is holding there that mixes kibui shmei kibui. So the Aruch says I don't need that. The Aruch says I don't care if he's using, you know, a small tipos or larger tipos, and even if there's a P'sik Reisha, but it's Lo Nichole, he's not at all interested in kibui. And therefore it's mutter And that proves once again that the Aruch Shita of Segreshto Nichle applies to Shari Suri Tor. It's not limited to Meleches Shabbos. Now, Rabosai, it's very important that we realize that by introducing Melech Hashem Tzricha L'gufa, Tosus is sending us in an entirely different direction. What do I mean? And this is Dvarim Atikim, but I always tell my students it's kedai to do a chazor in this over and over and over again. Melech Hashem Tzricha L'gufa and Dov Hashem Miskaven are two separate things, two separate issues. And this is going to become crystal clear as we go through the lundus of Dov Hashem Miskaven and Psik Resha. In the case of Melech Hashem Tzricha L'gufa, the question is what he needs the Melech for. In the case of Dov Hashem Miskaven, he doesn't have any intention for the Melech. So those are two separate parshios and two separate issues. In fact, it happens to be, but it's only B'derech Mikra, that Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue both in Melech Hashem Tzricha L'gufa and in Dov Hashem Miskaven. In both cases, Rav Shimon is the Mekil and Rav Yehuda is the Machmir, but that's purely coincidental. The machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda in Melech Hashem Tzricha L'gufa, which is codified in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis in the case of Otzas HaMes, has something to do with how I understand Meleches Machsheves, or alternatively, according to Tosfos there on Daf Tzadi Daled Amid Aleph, how do I understand the Mishkan? What do I derive from the Mishkan? So Rav Shimon derives that we have to be exactly Dumya de Mishkan. And in every malach, we have to define what was the heftah on which the malach was done. He's not interested in that heftah, and therefore it's not Dumya de Mishkan. Or alternatively, it's not a Meleches Machsheves, because every malach has not only a Maisim malach, it also has a Tachlis, and he's not at all interested in the Tachlis. That's as far as Malach Shein Tzichel Guf is, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda argues, that's fine. But Dov Hashem Miskaven, that's a whole different issue. That has nothing to do, as we said before, with Shabbos and Melech Machsheves. That means he's lacking in Kavana. So, for example, the Rambam Shita is that as far as Melech Shein Tzichel Guf is concerned, in Perek Aleph, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melech Shein Tzichel Guf is Chayev. In Dov Hashem Miskaven, the Rambam all over the place is paskins like Rav Shimon, and Dov Hashem Miskaven is Mutter. So these are two independent issues, and I had this with my balabati. I don't know if I ever succeeded in getting this across, but that's neither here nor there. So again, according to Shita Satosvis, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be moder that Dov Hashem Miskaven in Shabbos is potur, and that's the sugya that I want to get back to in a few minutes on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the sugya of Mecham Shepino. The Ramban in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hei disagrees with Tosfos, but that's the Shitas HaTosfos. It's in Yuma, it's in Shabbos, that even Rabbi Yehudu holds a Dov Hashem Miskaven and called Tarkul is Chayev, but in Shabbos he's Pot. Okay. Let me just think if there's anything else I want to say before I get into the kishkis of what we want to discuss. I'll just mention another Marav Mokum for you in case you're interested. How do I know that Melech Shein Tzricha L'gufa is a p'tur of Meleches Machsheves? That's Lehejah Mefurish in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Amid Beis. So you should mark that down in case you don't know it. Okay. Now we get down to the nitty gritty question. What is Dov Hashem Miskaven? How does it work? And what is Psik Resha? How does that work? So here we have Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in two places in the Kovet Shiurim, in Ksubas Daf Vav, in the Sugya of Hai Mesukraya Denezaisa, that's the famous Sugya, and also in Chelik Beis in the Simon. Rabbi Chanan says the following: if according to Rav Shimon, you only violate an Iser if you had Kavana, that makes sense if you don't know if you're going to kill the chicken or not. But if you're cutting off the chicken's head and you know the chicken is going to die, you can't tell me he doesn't have kavanah. He definitely has kavanah. Anan sadi that he has kavanah. It's an umdah de muchach. We see clearly that what he's doing is he's killing the chicken. And therefore he has kavani. He can't say he didn't intend to kill the chicken. What do you mean he didn't tell you? You cut off the head of the chicken, you didn't intend to kill the chicken. Okay. So therefore, says Rebbe Elchanan, where does Dabar Sheni Miskaven kick in? So that's the sugya in Shabbos Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis of Gorer Adam Kisei V'Safsol U'Bilvad Shlo Yiskaven Lasos Chritz. So he's carrying this couch through the ground to transport it from place X to place Y, and he's making charitzim. We don't know if he's going to make charitzim. And if we don't know if he's going to make charitzim, which all depends on various variables, whether it's the heaviness of the couch or the softness of the ground, then since he's not miskaven, he doesn't have any kavanah to make these charitzim, his darshan miskaven is not chayav. According to Reb Shimon, it's even mutter, because mutter we call it tarkula, and according to Reb Yehuda, the way Tosfos says it, it's pater avolos. However, in the case of Psik Resha, what are you going to tell me? In the case of Greira, you can say he's not miskaven for Asiyas Charitzim. He's only having Kavana for Greira. But in the case of Psik Resha, he's having Kavana because he knows full well what's going to happen when he cuts over to the head of the chicken. That's called Psik Resha. Says Rabbi Elchanan, in the case of Psik Resha, he is miskaven. And everything boils down to an analysis of from Rabbi Elchanan's perspective, of his state of mind. He has intention. You can know that up front on a psychological level. He knows that he's gonna be doing this malacha, and therefore he has kavod. Then Rabbi Elchanan says the following: the Aruch holds that in the case of Lo Michale, where he doesn't gain anything, he has no benefit whatsoever from the impact and the totsah of his action, in such a case, you can't say he's miskavet. What, are you going to force kavanah down his throat? He doesn't want it. He doesn't need it. He has no benefit from it. And therefore, you cannot say that he had kavanah. So basically, according to Rabbi Elchanan, Dabar Sheni Miskaven works in one direction, then Psikresha works in the other direction, and we say that in the case of Psikresha, in fact, he does have Kavana. And then, in the case of Lo Michale, according to the Aruch, we go back to square one and we say that it's a Dabar Sheni Miskaven. So, in effect, what the Aruch is doing here, according to Rabbi Elchanan, is he's adding a whole new variable here into the equation. He's saying that if it's Lo Michale, that's not Miskaven. You thought miskaven means, well, I definitely know in a secretion situation what's gonna be the impact, the effect of my action. That makes it into a miskaven. Comes along the Aruch and he says, no. Kavanah has to be something that a person benefits from. He has an interest, he has a motivation, he has a ratzon. If it's lo nichale, if it doesn't add anything to him, if it's bi'ara de chavre, that's not called kavanah. So kavanah now becomes this psychological issue about, number one, does he know what he's doing? And number two, does he want what he's doing? Does he gain any benefit from what he's doing? And at the end of the day, the chiddush of the Aruch, which is something that Tosfos can't tolerate, is that, well, he doesn't benefit from it. If he doesn't benefit from it, that's not called intention.
He still has a mind, he still wants to make that maisa.
Correct. Shabbos, so you might say, and Tosfos might say, that if he wants to do the Maisa, and the Maisa, ipso facto, without question, is going to cause the death, and it heals the shofar, right, of the chicken, then how can you tell me you're not miskaven? You're doing the Maisa of a Kavanah, you have full intention, and you know it's going to happen. What are you telling me? That you're not miskaven? So the Aruch comes along with a Vapsachidish, and the Aruch says, okay, you know it's going to happen. You had full kavanah for the maisa, but it's lo nichale. And if it's lo nichale, then we say that, you know what, we can't, even though again we know it's going to happen and he knows it's going to happen, but we can't force it upon him. There's no such thing as kavanah bal karcho shel adam. A person has a right to say, I don't have kavanah. Why? Because I don't benefit from it. I mean, if he's lying to us, he's lying to us. But if he's telling the truth and he has no benefit from it,
basically needs to have kavanah in the term. Sorry. Not even in the
he needs to have kavanah of benefit, of ratzon, of I wanted this to happen. If you can't say I wanted it to happen, on the contrary, I don't want it to happen, then that's not called miskaven. My point only is, because what I really want to focus on is Reb Shimon Shkab, who has a whole other pshat in this sugya, is that Reb Elchanan is looking at kavana from a psychological perspective, and he's analyzing what's the daito shel adam. Where does the umdana tell me? On the one hand, it's a secretion. The umdana tells me that he definitely had kavana. Comes on the arch and he says, no, kavana requires some sort of a benefit, some sort of toelis. And if it's lo nichale, that's not called miskaven. And it all is an analysis of his psychological state of being and his relationship to the impact of his actions. Comes along Reb Shimon Shkab in Shari Yosha. And he says, no. We're not analyzing this sugya from a psychological point of view. We're not going back and forth to figure out if he has kavana, if he doesn't have kavana. That's not what Dov Sheni Miskaven is all about, and that's not what Psikresha is all about. So here Reb Shimon, in order to begin his analysis, he asks the following question. We have Halach of Shogeg, and a person who violates an Avera, let's say it's a Chiv Kares, the Mezid, is the Shogeg, he brings a Karm Chatas. So we see very clearly that a shogeg is considered culpable for his actions. So Reb Shimon asks, what's the difference between a davar sheino miskaven and a shogeg? To the same extent that in the case of a shogeg, he's not deliberate, he doesn't want to violate the Torah, and yet nevertheless, he violated the Torah law, and he has to bring a karma for that. So there's an element here of chiyuv in the case of shogeg. Why is davar sheino miskaven any better than a shogeg? Dov Sheni Miskaven means, okay, he doesn't intend to violate the malacha, to violate the law, but nevertheless, he should be at least a shogeg.
He would want to put the head back on the chicken if he could. By shogeg,
If you tell me that what I did was a violation of Shabbos, I would want to put the head back on the chicken too. Shogeg also, I mean, I didn't realize it was Shabbos. Right. I didn't know you're not allowed to do this malacha on Shabbos. There's a certain element of lack of kavana. And if there's lack of kavana in shogeg, why do we say that the shogeg is chayav? In fact, according to one daya, that's Chizkia in Ksubas, even in the case of a shogeg, we apply the principle of kim leib derabamine, which means that chayavimis the shogegin is really a chiyuv, and it knocks off all the other pturim of tashlumin. And that's the extent of shogeg. He has to bring a karbon chatos, that's not a lad bil sezutra sehi. Comes along Dov Sheni Miskaven, and all of a sudden Reb Shimon says that's mutar lechatchila. Mutar lechatchila? What about the avera of shogeg? Says Reb Shimon, we're making a mistake. In the case of shogeg, he is doing a maisa, and there is only one maisa, and he has full kavana for the maisa. He might not realize all the repercussions of the maisa. He might not realize that he is unintentionally violating the Torah law, but nevertheless, he is the Osa Maisa. What's the Chiddush of Dov Sheni Miskaven? There are two Maisa. He's dragging the couch. That's called Grera. At the same time, forget about the Grera in which he's transporting the couch from place X, location X, to location Y. He's also doing something on the karka. He's making charitzim in the karka, or at least he might be making charitzim in the karka. That's a whole different maisa. There's a maisa of grera, and that means dragging and relocating the couch, and then there's a maisa called charisha, vasiyas charitzim. Now we have to ask ourselves the following question. And this is going to be the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Do we say the following? He's doing two maisa. Good. So zayin azay. He's doing two maisa. You can do two maisa b'masachas. Who says you can't? That's Reb Yehuda's sheet. Comes along Reb Shimon and he says no. One of these maisa is nikra al shmo, is misyaches elov, and the other maisa is Nasis Meileh. It happened. It fell from Shemayim. It's not him. He's not the Bala Maisa. Says Rav Shimon, how do you go about, okay, depends which Rav Shimon we mean here. Says Rav Shimon Shkav, in explaining Rav Shimon the Tana, how do we go about determining which Maisa is Nikral Shmo, and which Maisa is Nasan Elof? I need a barometer. I need an agent. Kavana plays the role. Kavana will tell me that his Maisa, if he's Miskavi to Greira, is a Maisa Greira. And the Maisa of Asiyas Charitzim is Nasis Me'elof. It's not Mesiaches Elof. It's not Nikral Shmo. Why? Because he didn't have Kavana. So again, Rabosai, in the case of a shogeg, this one maisa, and he had kavana for the maisa, he was unaware of certain circumstances and pieces of information that were critical, he's a shogeg. But he was the bala maisa, and he's chayav for that maisa. In the case of a shogeg, he brings the karbon chatos. Masha Enkin, in the case of Dovr Sheni Miskavin, says Rav Shimon, here there are two different maisa. And now the question is, which maisa is really his? And the answer is, the maisa that he did with his brain, with his kavana. If it's not done with any sort of mental connection, any sort of intention, then it's not his maisa. All right, it happened. Male of it happened. He did a maisa grera, and now charitzim happened. Comes along Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shkav, and he says, Bamed varma murim, when do you have the right to say that two different maisim? That's only bidalek of psik reisha. But if it's a psik reisha, if you're chopping off the head of a chicken and it's going to die, you don't have two maisim. You only have one maisa. The power of psik reisha is to collapse two maisim into one. And the nafkamina is, once we have one maisa, he has full kavana for that maisa, and it becomes a dobra miskavin. L'chayra, if I want to go back to lo nichale of the aruch, bishlema kointer b'lchanan, if we're operating in the psychological universe, so you can say, lo nichale, I don't have any benefits from it, that's not my kavana. But according to Rav Shimon, the whole basis of Eino Miskavin is the fact that I have two Maisim here. Well, if it's a psikresha that takes the rug from under your feet, there are no two Maisim here, there's only one Maisim. So you can yell and scream from now Biz Mashiach Zeit that it's Lo Nichole, but that's not going to help you. Because once it becomes one Maisa, then you had Kavana for that Maisa. The whole Yesodas of Dov Shein Miskavin in Rav Shimon the Tana is that it's two Maisim, but once you collapse it by method of Psik Reisha, you can no longer call it Dov Shein Miskavin. So you want to talk about Lo Nichole? Fine, that's Tosus Hashita. Tosus says, and what's Lo Nichole? Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. He doesn't need that malacha. No, if it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, according to Rav Yehuda Yechayev, and the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda, B, according to Rav Shimon, it should be pater avolasus, it should be an isid rabban, and how could the Aruch go ahead and say that according to Rav Shimon, in a psigreshal anicha it's mutu lechatchila? And C, how could the Aruch apply dom shein miskaven to call it Torah kula if it's lo nichle b'toris malacha shein tzricha legufa? So basically what we're saying in a word is that the Shitas Ha'aruch seems to make sense only within the framework of Rav Elchanan's Hesber. Masha Enkin, if we explain the Sugya of Psik Reisha the way Rav Shimon understands it, we've made it into one Maisa, and he definitely had Kavana for that Maisa, then we don't understand how Lo Nichole could help me here. The Aruch could be meaningful as Tosas understood Lo Nichole, namely as a Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, but not within the context of a Dover Shein Miska.
One of the cases of Tzrich Reisha is if I'm Goyer, the substance is very heavy.
Right.
Therefore it has to, it's for sure make a Charitz. What's a Pshat? Pshat is like in the cover, it's still to a certain extent a Dover Shein Miskaven. I don't want this.
Are you on Rav Elchanan's turf or Rav Shimon's turf? If you're with Rav Shimon Shkof, that's not a Dover Shein Miskaven.
So
you're chopping off the head of the chicken. That means you're killing the chicken. You're carrying heavy a heavy couch, and we know up front that that's the way you make charitza. Again, you could talk about kalachar yad, maybe it's shalom kedarka, that's a whole different discussion. But let's assume that any kind of steel metal that is heavy enough that'll make charitzim, that's called meleches. Meleches charish asiyas charitzim. So don't tell me that you're doing a different maisa. What do you mean you're doing a different maisa? You can tell me you're doing a different maisa if there's a possibility that you could separate those two maisim, and you could say, well, I may or may not do the second maisa, but if it's one and the same, if I cut off the head of a chicken, that means I'm killing the chicken. If I carry a heavy couch over soft ground, then I'm making charitzim. So, you can't tell me I'm not doing that maisa.
Psychration means...
are you with me on this?
I was mechavim to both, or basically...
Well, again, once I collapse it into one maisa, then mamela, I was mechavim to that maisa. So you don't have to talk about both. There's only one. Right? The whole yisoda, so veinu miskaven is because you don't want that maisa to be nikra al shmi, because you have two different maisa. But if you collapse into one maisa through the method, through the mechanics of psychration, it becomes a dobra miskaven, because you only have one maisa. Now the thought occurred to me, maybe that's goof for the machlokas between Tosfos and the Aruch. You know, the Aruch is going with psychological elements here in terms of what is kavana, and that's Rabbi Chanan's approach, and therefore he could apply Dovr Sheni Miskavin even in the case of psikresha. On the other hand, maybe Tosfos holds like Rav Shimon Shkop, that Dovr Sheni Miskavin means I have to separate, split one mice into two, and I can't do that in the case of psikresha. That is possible. But honestly, I would be much happier if somehow we could explain the Shitas Ha'aruch, Psikreshla O'Nichle, even according to Rav Shimon Shkop. But before we do that, I believe that the machlokes between Rav Elchanan and Rav Shimon is a machlokes between the Taz and Rav Kiveger. The very, very famous Taz in Simon Shin Tes Zion. What are we talking about?
Seder.
He closes the window. He captures his zvuv. Does he know that the zvuvim are there or no? Is he allowed to close the window or not? So the Taz says, since he doesn't know whether the zvuvim are there or not, therefore, it's not a psikresha. And since he has no kavana, he's not interested in the least. He just wants to close the window. It's a little chilly. He's not interested in capturing zvuvim. He's not selling zvuvim on the market now. It's a Dovr Sheni Miskavin, and therefore it's mutter. Comes along Rabbi Kiveger, and I'll tell you where Rabbi Kiveger says it. He said, in Basa B'chol, what's the case of Basa B'chol? You borrow a pot from a gun, and you're not sure if he cooked Basa B'chol in that pot. So Rabbi Kiveger says, Alma, you know, please don't use that pot, because there's a good chance that he cooked basa b'chol. So Rabbi Kiveger says, and if you'll ask, well, maybe it's a dovr sheni miskaven, you know, yes, because in hanah, in basa b'chol, you have an isur hanah, and he doesn't have any kavana whatsoever to get hanah from the basa b'chol. Says Rabbi Kiveger, but it's a psik resha. Even though he doesn't know whether or not the guy used the pot for bishul basa b'chol. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's a Suffolk psikresha. And a Suffolk psikresha is a Suffolk doraisa. And we have to go l'chumra. Meaning.
But is he enjoying it? It's like a subconscious hanah. Like, does he?
No, we're not saying a subconscious hanah. What we're saying is that he is getting hanah. And not only that, he's vaday getting hanah. So what's he going to tell you? Well,
what's the
I know
this time that he's using the pot,
or the from the town. You know, the town of Boston. So it's a town of Shrak, right? It's a town of Shrak. You know, it's a good cheeseburger. And now the taste of a cheeseburger, which I never had the schus of tasting in my life. Of course, actually, I'd love to, but the Torah says I can't, right? Because I used to walk every Shabbos past McDonald's. And then one day I realized, one early Shabbos morning, I realized that the smell is overwhelming for me. So from then on, I walked on the other side of the street. Truth is, it could be that I would be allowed to walk on that side of the street, because that's the sugim sochan that we mentioned before, Hanah Shebal Yonah Malkarcha, you know, the sugim of the Avodah Zarah and so forth and so on. But getting back to this discussion, according to the Shita of the Taz, it comes out like this. I don't know whether or not I am trapping the zvuvim. I don't know whether or not I am cooking basar b'chol. That becomes a darshenu miskaven. Comes along Rabbi Kivayin and he says, wait a minute. What are the chances that it is a psik reisha? You just don't know about it. Okay, you didn't see the zvuv, but the zvuv is there. Klapei Shmaya Galia, there's a zvuv there, and you're doing tzedah. Therefore, says Rabbi Kivayin, that's a suffix psik reisha. On its side that it is a psik reisha, you just don't know. Then you're violating an isa doraisa, maybe you're a malachas tzedah doraisa. You have to know whether the zvuv or dobra nitzo, but whatever it is. Says Rabbi Kivayin, how can you possibly tell me, meaning the Teresa, how can you say such a thing that since you don't know, it's not a psik reisha, and therefore becomes a dosh shekhas kavin is mutar? What do you mean you don't know? Okay, you don't know, but somebody else knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and therefore you're in a situation of suffering doraisa l'chumra. So what's the machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Kivayin? If you go with Rabbi Elchanan, that the entire episode, the entire enterprise of secretion of Nichle is all about psychology. It makes sense to say that in his psychological mindset, he doesn't know if he's trapping Zvuvin. He doesn't know if he's violating the Hanoah Basar B'chol. And therefore, you can't tell me that he definitely has Kavana. Because again, according to Elchanan, Kavana is a psychological state in which he wants to get some benefit from the Easter. But here, he doesn't have any interest in the benefit from the Yisuf, so that makes it into a hafkoah psikreishah, meaning it's non-psikreishah. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Eger is going with the approach of Rabbi Shimon Shkop. We're not in the psychological universe, in the arena of psychology. We're up in the heavens here. We're in the abstract world. We just want to know, is it one maaser or is it two maaser? You may not know whether it's one maaser or two maaser, but he with the capital H knows whether it's one maaser or two maaser. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a case of Sofi Doraisa L'chumra. Okay. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin asks a Gemalda Gakash on the Rambam. The Gemara on Kuf Zayin, says that Mafish Shchin and Eino Tzorech El Lohotzi Lecha, he's not interested in making a Pesach, is mutter because B'mokom Tzar Lo Gozu Ve'Rabbanon. And the Gemara quotes the Shita of Reb Shimon that Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is Patur. Frek the Magid Mishnah, how could the Rambam codify the Halacha of Mafis Mursa Bishleim, if the Ram would have accepted the sheet of Rav Shimon that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Patur Abel Asur, so we could say B'makom Tzar Lo Gozu Be'Rabban. But since the Rambam himself in Perek Aleph Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev, and the Gemara tells us in the Sugya Daf Kuf Zayin that the reason why you're allowed to be Mafis Mursa is because you're only dealing with an Issa Drabbanon, because it's Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, and we're going to be mad to the Issa Drabbanon Malkam Tzar. The Rambam doesn't have that luxury. The Rambam can't accept the Sugya L'maskona that you're allowed to be Mafis Mursa L'Hotzi Men Alecha, because what are you going to tell me? It's Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. The Rambam passes Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a Malach Doraisa with the Chiv Skila. You can't tell me Malkam Tzar L'Gos Rabbein Rabbanon. So Reb Chaim in the Sefer claims that sugya on Daf Kuf Zayin is going according to Rav, and Rav on Daf Mem Beis paskins like Rabbi Yehuda and Dovr Sheni Miskavi, meaning here's the chiddush of the Reb Chaim in a nutshell. Mafis Mursa Lahotzi men alecha is a davish ein miskaven. And even if you'll tell me that there's a psik reisha, that he's definitely going to create a Pesach, he's not interested in the Pesach. That makes it into a psik reisha lo nichle. The Rambam accepts the shitas ha'aruch that psik reisha lo nichle is mutter. The only kasha is, why did the Gemara mention tzar? So the answer is because that whole sugya is going according to Rav, if you check it out. I mean, it's Rav who said it. And Rav happens to hold that in Dovr Sheni Miskaven, like Rav Yehuda, Yechayev. So therefore, to tell me that Mafis Murs is a Dovah Shein Miskav is not going to help me. The Gemara has to find another way of being Mafis Mursa. And the only way the Gemara could do it is through Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And Rav happens to hold that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa like Reb Shimon is part of Alasa. So the Gemara establishes that even though Rav would hold Yischaya V'Torah's Dovah Shein Miskavim, but nevertheless it's part of Alasa V'Torah's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa like Reb Shimon, and B'Makom Tzarlo goes to Bei Rabbanan. So the entire sugya reflects the sheet of Rav. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that a Dovah Shein Miskavim is part of in Kol Torah Kula, although he accepts the sheet of Yehud, the Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The Rambam is going to pass in the same conclusion of Mafis Muris is Mutter, but for a whole different reason. And that's because it's a Dovah Shein Miskavim, he has no Kavanah to make a Pesach. And even if it's a Psik Reish that'll make the Pesach, but the Rambam accepts the sheet of the Aruch, and Lo Nichale, he has no interest in making a Pesach. And therefore, it's mutter l'chatchila. Say yochinami, it comes out like this. The Magid Mishnah's kash is no kash. And there's no reason why you have to introduce tzar over here. In fact, the Gemara does mention tzar, but that's because the Gemara is going according to the sheet of Rav. But halacha, the Ram passes like Shmuel, Dovah Shein Miskavim is mutter like Rav Shimon. And this case, even though it's a psikration that he's going to make a Pesach, is mutter because it's a lo nichale situation. Reb Chaim goes a step further. The Rambam, in the same perek, goes one step further, and he's matir tzedas nachash. Why did he do the tzeda? The Rambam says, "Dimiskaving lahatzil es atzmo min anachash." He has no interest in trapping the nachash. So the Magid Mishnah asks, once again, if he has no interest, that's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Ram passes like Shmuel. So how does the Rambam say that because of the Tzar that the Nachash is causing him, they allowed him to capture the Nachash? How is that possible? It's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, which is Chayim according to the Rambam. Zot Reb Chaim Nein. The Sugya of Tzedas Nachash reflects the Sheet of Rav. The Rambam holds like the Sheet of Shmuel, namely that there's a Ptur of Dovah Shein Miskavim. And since he doesn't have any kavana here for the tzeda, therefore it's a Dovah Shein Miskavim. Ah, you'll ask me, but he's capturing, he takes a kli and he's kofel of a kli on the nachash, therefore he's capturing and it's a psik resha. So the answer is, lo nichale. And if it's a resha lo nichale, the Rambam holds like the sheet tzarech, and therefore it's mutter l'chatchil. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim. But now let's get back to our original question. How do we understand psik resha lo nichale according to the Aruch if you accept the approach of Reb Shimon Shkop? After all, Reb Shimon's yisod was that psik resha collapses the two maisim into one, and he definitely has kavanah for that one single maisa. So when you tell me lo nichale, that doesn't make it into a Dovah Shein Miskavim. Again, that can help you with Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Shabbos and Lechus Machshavos, but it can't be Matir B'Toras Dovah Shein Miskavim. So to answer this question, I want to present to you a stira in the Ran. In other words, sometimes you can answer a good question with another good question. What's the steer in the Ran? There are two sugyas very close in Masech to Shabbos in terms of their location. And the Ran in these two sugyas seems to contradict itself. The Ran on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Masech to Shabbos and many other Rishonim addresses the case of the Aruch and proves that the Aruch is correct from the Mishnah in Kelayim of Mochrei Ksus. In other words, if he doesn't have Kavona for the Hanoas Levisha, then it's Mutter. It's a Psik Resha. The answer is, it's Mutter because of the Aruch. This proves the Aruch Shita of Lo Nichal. That's the Ran on Daf Kuf Yiram. But turn back to the Ran on Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara there is addressing the lav of Bi'artzechem Lo Tasu, which means that you're not allowed to cause sirus. You're not allowed to cause yourself to be an okar. And the Gemara wants to know, are you allowed to take, for medicinal purposes, to solve a certain problem, a kos shel ikrin? This has a drug that, on the one hand, will heal you from your disease, but at the same time, it will cause you ikrus, and you violate the law of ba'atzchem lo sas. So the Ran says that even though he has no kavana whatsoever to make himself into an akar when he drinks this kos, nevertheless, the Gemara establishes that it's asur. And if you'll tell me that it's a dover she'eino miskaven, I'll answer you that it's a psik reisha. And Moder of Shimon, psik reisha. So the Ran asks on the Shita Sa'ar. Mikan kosh al shita sa'arach to ha'ami psik reisha lo nichale. He's certainly not happy to become an akar. The lo nichale bozeshi is akar. Says the Ran. Hani mili, when does the Aruch say psik reisha lo nichale? Is asur, I'm sorry, psik reisha lo nichale is mutter. Hainu linyan Shabbos mishum b'chsiv be meleches machsheves. I will be surei di alma kol heichad avi psik reisha afal gavdolo nichale moder of Shimon. The Isur of b'artzchem lo sas was not a Shabbos Isur. And the Aruch is moder that even in the case of lo nichale psik reisha is asur in kol tarku. Where does the Aruch have his chiddush that psik reisha lo nichale is moder that's only in Shabbos because of meleches machsheves? What's going on over here? The Ran on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph tells us that I have a proof for the Shitas Aruch from Mochri Ksus, from the Mishnah in Psachim, for the Brice in Psachim. That's a case of Shari Suri Torah of Kelayim. Obviously, the Ran assumes, just like we saw in Tosfos Siyar Daf Kuf Gimel, that the Aruch made his statement and adopted his position and called it Torah Kula. It's not a Shabbos Halacha. How could the Ran, the Machish himself, Minei Ube, I'll ask Akasha on the Rashba and the Ramban. The Rashba and the Ramban established the Shitas Aruch in the case of Ktsitzas Baheres. You remember the sugi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. There he cuts off the Baheres B'mila, and the Gemara says, even though he's violating the law, he has no kavana. And even if you'll tell me it's a Dovah Shein Miskavin according to Reb Shimon, but it's a Psik Reisha. So how does the Gemara allow it? Says the Ran and the Rashba, the Ramban and the Rashba, because Psik Reisha lo nichale. Again, we see clearly that we're applying the Shita Sa'aruch even in the case of Shari Suri Torah. And yet, listen to the language of the Ramban Iksubastavav in the Sugya of Hai Sukraisav and Azaisav. He says that Kevan de lo nichale, right, he doesn't want the Yayin to go li'ibud. I'm saying, right, he doesn't want to get rid of the Yayin. Is Hami Kedomer She'enu Miskavi. And then he says, okay, so it's a Dover She'enu Miskavi. De Melecha Shabbos Misuro Olev. Sharei Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. The Ramban is justifying the Aruch in Ksubis, in the sugya that we're learning now, I mean the sugya here in Shin Chaf, based on the fact that HaTorah Masra L'Liv, that when it comes to Shabbos, it's HaTorah Masra L'Liv. And Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. This is the same Ramban who told us that the source and the proof for the Aruch is Ktsitzas Baheres. So in Ktsitzas Baheres, he applies the sheet to the Aruch, and when he comes to explain the Aruch in a case of Schita, he says that the Aruch is based on the fact that if it's Lo Nichale, it therefore becomes an absence of Melechas Machsheves. If it's an absence, if it's a Chisorna Melechas Machsheves, because I Torah Basra Lelev, then obviously it should only apply in Shabbos. It should have no application to Shari Surei Torah, for example, Ktsitzas Baheres. So again, basically, Rabosa, we have the following two spheres, and they both revolve around the same issue. One comes up in the case of Mochrei Ksus. The other comes up in the case of Ktsitsus Baheres. And what is the steer in the Ran? The Ran says that on the one end, in the case of Ktsitsus Baheres, we can apply and even support the sheet of the Aruch, because it's a psikreshal on Nichale. He's an Acher, he's not interested in taking off the Baheres. And yet the same Ran tells you that as far as Shtias Koshal Ikrin, this is Shari Surei Torah of the Arzchem Lo Sasu, and it has nothing to do with the Aruch. And we have a similar steer in the Ramban, who on the one hand says that the Shitas Aruch is rooted in the Sugya of Ktsitsas Baheres, and yet the Ramban turns around and tells us that in the case of Schita, the reason why the Aruch says Lo Nichle is Mut is because HaTorah Masra Lul. Okay, how many minutes do we have? About five? Okay. Rabosa, let's take the case of Ktsitsas Baheres. And I want to see if we can apply the same logic in the case of Mochrei Ksus. The Torah never says that you're not allowed to cut Baheres. The Torah says that you have to take a nega to the Kohen to be Matayer the nega. The Rashi and the Ramban understand that Ktsitsas Baheres is Asur, not because of the Maisa Ktsitsas Baheres. The Torah never prohibits the Maisa Ktsitsas Baheres. It's because of the Hitarus, the fact that you want to circumvent the Kohen and be Matayer the Mitzorah by cutting out the Tzaras. That's what the Torah prohibited. Let me try the case of Mochrei Ksus. Mochrei Ksus, there's a mice of halos haksus al gufo, and then there's levisha sheesh bohano. The Torah didn't prohibit the mice of putting the ksus on your body. The Torah prohibited the hana that you get from the levisha. So it works like this. Let's take Rav Shimon Shkop's understanding of psikresha. Psikresha collapses two mice into one, and that creates a kavana for the mice. And Rav Shimon is right, in most cases, that therefore I would be chayav in a case of psikresha, even if it's lo nichale, because I had full kavanah for the mice, and there is only one mice. However, what happens when the Torah says that what's aser is not the mice? The Torah wants to prohibit a certain kavanah that you have to be, in the case of ksis baheres, to be mitar yourself by cutting out the tzaras, or by protecting yourself from the rains, right, in a cold winter day by wearing this kilayim. So even though Rav Shimon Shkop is 100% right that through psikresha we end up with one maisa, but the Torah didn't ask the maisa. What the Ramban means when he gets to Shabbos is he says, HaTorah Masra Lalev. What does it mean, the Torah Masra Lalev? It means that in Hilchah Shabbos, the Iser is not completely inherent in the Maisa. You don't just take the dry cut Maisa and define it. That's not the be all and the end all of Melechah Shabbos. It's a Torah Masra Lalev. The Lev wants to achieve a certain Malacha, a certain Tikkun, and change the world. And the Ramban proves it, because Melechah Makshevas Asra Torah. The Ramban is not applying the principle of Melechah Makshevas. The Ramban knows very well that the Shitas Aruch, the Grace Lo Nichele, applies in Kol Torah Kula. The Ramban himself establishes the Shitas Aruch by quoting the case of Ktsitsas Baheres. So he's on board over here. The Shitas Aruch applies even outside the realm of Melechah Makshevas. So what is the Shitas Aruch? Says the Ramban, the Shitas Aruch is Dabar Masul Alev. It means that in Melechah Shabbos, and anything that's similar to Melechah Shabbos, when the Torah says the Lev, the Torah says that you want to create a certain Melacha, that's the nature of the Isur. In the Shitas Aruch, since it's Lo Nichole, that makes it into a Dabar Shein Miskavin. Not a Dabar Shein Miskavin in the sense of the two mice that we spoke about before in Rav Shimon Shkop, because there is only one mice, it's a psik resha, but it becomes a Dovah Sheni Miskavim because he doesn't have Kavana. And the Torah says that this Isser is an Isser that's Masul Alev, which means that the whole Isser licked, and it's inherent in the Kavana. Therefore, says the Ramban, we can now extend the Shita Saharach outside of the realm of Hilchas Shabbos, and we can say that whenever the Isser is built on the Kavana, his intention and what he desires, and this we can apply to both Ktzitzas Baharis, where the Torah prohibits the Hitarus through Ktzitzas Baharis, or in the case of Mochrik Sus, where the Torah says that by wearing this, you want to achieve a Hanos Levisha, the Kavana is what generates the Isur. If the Kavana generates the Isur, then it's not simply reduced down to the Maisa. You could have Kavana for the Maisa, but you don't have Kavana for the Isur itself. The Isur itself is, in the case of Shabbos of Malacha, in the case of Mochrik Sus, it's the Hanoah. In the case of Ktzitzas Baharis, it's the Hitarus. And therefore, whenever the process has to reach its fruition through your kavana, we can apply the principle of the Aruch of Sikrei Shlom Michle. So again, Ramosai, the Ramban never meant to tell us that the Aruch is built and predicated on Meleches Machshavos. That's impossible, because the Ramban himself embraces the Shita as it's presented here by the Aruch himself, that the Nichle Nichle applies in Kol Tarkula as well. It's not limited to Meleches Shabbos and Meleches Machshavos. What the Ramban wants to gain here by saying HaTorah Masul Alev is that he wants to tell you that there's something unique about Meleches Shabbos, and that uniqueness can apply by analogy to other Yisurim in the Torah. And whenever that ingredient and that variable applies in Yisurei Torah, then we're going to activate the Shitas Aruch. And the Aruch is going to tell us that since it's Lo Nichole, he doesn't have Kavana, and he therefore doesn't violate the Iser. But in the case of Koshel Ikrim, there we're not talking about whether he has Kavana. You know, we're not talking about his subjective state of mind. We're talking about something objective. If objectively he is harming his body in the same way, in this way of Sirus, then since it's a psikresha that when he takes the Koshel Ikrim, he's going to create Aakrus, right? Therefore, it's considered one Maisa. If it's considered one Maisa, now we're going to apply the principle of Reb Shimon Shkaf that he had Kavana for that Maisa, and therefore he violates an Isur Torah. Okay, Rav Osai, I think we have whatever we were able to accomplish. That's what we have.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Yes,